Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for continuing to be with me. If you've been listening, you've continued to listen to us. We consider that a sign of high intelligence. Thank you very much. And I'm very excited about having Ray Keating back on the show. Now, Ray is kind of a renaissance guy. He's a highly accomplished economist. He's a highly accomplished small business expert. He is an author on those topics, extraordinaire. But he also now is a novelist. That kind of, you know, if he can play the kazoo, if we can just work any kind of a musical instrument in there anywhere, the kazoo, the spoons, the comb, and tissue paper, whatever, we'll give you the official Renaissance Man title. And his new book is called Warrior Monk. And I'm going to get him to tell us a little bit about that. We're going to talk about his journey he's taken with this book. Ray Keating, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
I love that Renaissance guy thing. Can I put that on the back of my next book?
But you got to answer this question. Do you play any musical instruments?
I don't, but my children do.
It doesn't work that way. The fathers eat the sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. It doesn't go the other way.
Sorry then. Yeah. I got nothing on the music.
Spoons? Have you ever played the harmonica?
That's the one that's in my head.
What about when you were in the second grade or the fourth grade and you bought the little recorder? Remember the little recorder?
I can remember a school play where I faked playing a piano. Does that count?
Oh, man. Did you hit any keys? I mean, that's... I'm afraid
you... I did not. They told me...
You're going to have to come back with some kind of musical experience. Do you speak another language?
See, now you're making me feel bad. A minute ago, I was a renaissance.
I'm going to have to hold the title back a little bit now until we get to some of the other things. Hey, Ray, you and I've teased you for years. You and I've teased each other about the production of books. You've written them, I've written them, but they're hard and they're worse than trying to birth a baby. You finally got this one out, The Warrior Monk. It says a Pastor Stephen Grant novel. Now, what does that mean?
It means the central character in the book is this Pastor Stephen Grant character, and basically what... To give you a little flavor of it, this gentleman once worked for the CIA. He was a CIA assassin. So
this is a character you've created.
Yes, and I'll give you a little bit of background.
But when you say a Pastor Stephen Grant novel, that sounds to me like this is one of a series.
I have got several sequels in my head.
When you've written this, if you've gotten this on the cover, you've made an obligation now. You've made a commitment.
You know, it's
Pastor Stephen Grant novel. That means this is one of several.
Yes, and I keep telling people that want to hear this that I've probably got about eight sequels racking around.
I got you. All right. So why do people want to read about a pastor?
Well, because he was a former CIA agent/assassin. He becomes a pastor, and then there's this event. There's a shooting at his church, along with this historic proposal that has religious and political implications worldwide, and what these two events do is they bring his old life and his new life colliding together.
Mm.
And it kind of goes from there, and I have a lot of fun with it.
Sounds like a movie.
my wife has picked out who she wants to play for, to play Stephen Grant.
And who is that?
The guy from, if you ever watched the television show White Collar.
No, I think I know what you're talking about.
That's the guy that you want.
How about that? Interesting. The book is called Warrior Monk, and that the Warrior Monk is a play on his former and present profession.
Exactly, right.
Former CIA assassin, now a minister.
Yep, and we've got some references back to some of the, you know, it comes from the Crusades and some of the groups at that time were referred to as warrior monks.
You're not trying to tie this into the Brown books, are you? What were those things? My wife loves those.
Jim, you're very good at what you do for a living. Let me tell you inspiration real quick, where this came from real quick. Number one, you mentioned Bond books. Ian Fleming, actually, I started reading the Bond books just two or three years ago for an article. And I went to a Bond convention, if you can imagine that. And I found out that Ian Fleming published his first novel when he was like 46, I believe.
Uh-huh.
So when I went, I was like 44, and I said, okay, I've had this novel racking around in my brain here, and it's time to do it. So Ian Fleming gave me a little inspiration.
This is the story you're sticking to. This is what you
got. I'm sticking to it.
You're sticking to this. All right. Tell us where the book's available.
Amazon.com is, you can go there and get it. You can also, Amazon.com's publishing arm, CreateSpace, is where I went, so you can get it there, CreateSpace, and also you can get it for your Kindle right there at Amazon as well.
At Amazon.com, so check it out. Ray Keating, K-E-A-T-I-N-G is his name. The book is called Warrior Monk. When we come back, Ray's going to talk to us about the small business journey that he went on to get this book published. After these messages, Twin Tales, stay with us.
Be like thunder, I don't know why.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.